Caleb from the Daily DOG Report here, welcoming all you freedom-loving patriots.
Hey, patriots. Grace here from the Daily DOG Report.
You know, the left is probably still trying to figure out which pronoun to use for this deep dive, bless their hearts.
Probably.
But not us. We're diving headfirst into Season 4, Episode 1, folks.
We are. Today, we're taking a really close look at the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE.
D-O-G, love it.
And, well, the whirlwind of activity they've been up to, specifically, like, April 30th to May 2nd, 2025.
Some very recent stuff.
Very recent. And our mission here, for you listening, is basically to make sense of their recent moves, you know, upgrading federal tech.
In cutting the fat.
Yeah.
Making sure our tax dollars aren't funding sensitivity training for squirrels or something.
Exactly. Or maybe, you know, studies on racist roads. We'll get to that.
No, I bet we will.
We've got a detailed set of notes from May 2nd, plus a bunch of updates from X, the DOGE site, news reports, the usual.
All right, let's get into it. Where do we start? The beginning.
Yeah, what's striking right off the bat is just how quickly DOGE got moving.
Right. Established January 2025. Second Trump administration.
And it really seems to have, well, sprung from talks between President Trump and Elon Musk.
No surprise there. Makes sense. Musk doesn't mess around.
No, he doesn't. And he's serving as a senior advisor, kind of a de facto leader, really, bringing that outside the beltway thinking.
Much needed. Silicon Valley meets the swamp.
Pretty much. It was formalized by Executive Order 14158. That created things like USDS, United States Digital Service, basically making government websites and apps, you know, actually work better.
Okay.
And USDSTO, United States Digital Service Talent Opportunity, probably like a way to get tech people into government jobs.
Smart, but temporary.
Yeah. Interestingly, both have a sunset date, July 4th, 2026. So they're on the clock.
Okay. A deadline.
Then there were follow-up EOs, 14170 and 14210. Those focused more on federal hiring, workforce optimization, making things efficient.
And they're going after some big targets.
Oh, yeah. The mandate is broad. They're looking at USAA, the CFPB.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, right?
Yep. Department of Education, Social Security Administration, the big spender.
Okay, so that's the setup. Now the action. The cuts. This is where it gets good.
This is definitely where the rubber meets the road, as you say. DOGE isn't just like talking efficiency. They are making serious cuts.
Get this, folks. Our sources say May 1st, 401 contracts gone.
Terminated. Saving taxpayers. Wait for it. $613 million.
Wow. In one day?
In one day. And some of these contracts, well, they really make you scratch your head.
Like what? Give us an example.
Okay, so there was a $276,000 treasury contract for a Kenya program coordinator.
A Kenya program coordinator paid by U.S. taxpayers.
Apparently. And another one, $228,000, also treasury, for services in Kenya, Uganda, Namibia, and Tanzania.
Hmm. You have to wonder, like, how directly is that helping folks back home?
That's the question DOGE seems to be asking. And look, connecting these cuts to the bigger picture, it's clear they fit the mandate. Reining in funding for things like DEI initiatives, diversity, equity, inclusion.
Ah, the woke stuff.
Climate change programs, certain kinds of scientific research that maybe seem a bit out there.
Okay, so specific targets.
Very specific. Then, May 2nd, the Department of Transportation, under Secretary Duffy, gets in on the action.
More cuts.
Yep. Terminated 7 grants, saved another $51 million.
51 mil. All right. Any juicy details there?
Oh, yeah. There was $6 million for, get this, collaborative planning to address safety concerns of women and gender nonconforming people.
Okay.
And another $12 million for initiatives described as accelerating equitable, which, you know, usually points towards DEI-type programs.
Right. So they're definitely focusing on what this administration sees as, well, essential versus non-essential.
Exactly. They're not shying away from the, let's say, questionable uses of our tax dollars.
Like studying racist roads. Did that really get cut?
Funding for studies asking if roads are racist. Yeah, that's specifically mentioned as ending.
Amazing.
And apparently Elon Musk had a pretty blunt, kind of funny reaction to that one on X. Classic Musk.
I bet. So total savings just from those 2 days.
Add it up. $613 million plus $51 million. That's $664
million. $664
million
back in the taxpayers' pockets, or at least not wasted. That's real money.
That's real money, hopefully put to, you know, better use.
Okay, so cutting is huge. But it's not just about chopping budgets, right? they're also trying to modernize.
Absolutely. That's the other key part. Modernizing government operations for, like, lasting efficiency.
Got an example.
Prime example. A new electronic retirement system. This is actually a big deal.
ALSO.
Well, it replaces an old paper-based system. You know, the kind where you send in forms, they sit in piles.
And it takes forever.
Exactly. Could take months to process claims. Think about the delays of frustration for people waiting on retirement benefits.
Yeah, that's bad.
So this new system, and credit goes to Ajibabia and the DOGE team, it aims for instant, accurate processing, electronic.
Finally. Bringing government into the, what, 21st century?
What a concept, right? It improves service, cuts down on admin costs. It's a win-win.
Makes sense. What else on the modernization front?
Well, their efforts don't stop there. DOGE is also pushing to get access, deeper access, into various government systems.
Like what kind of systems?
Including Social Security data. The stated goal is to identify more inefficiencies, find more waste.
Okay, that sounds potentially huge for savings.
Yeah.
But also data access, Social Security.
Exactly. That's the tricky part. It's promising for efficiency, but... you know, understandably, it's led to a legal challenge, involves the Supreme Court now.
A legal battle.
Right.
Over accessing SS data.
Yeah. So it raises big questions, right?
Yeah.
Balancing efficiency needs with, like, individual data privacy. That's a major hurdle.
Definitely something to watch. Okay, what about transparency? Are they telling people what they're doing?
It seems like they're trying to be pretty open, actually. They have an official website.
DOGE.gov or something.
Yeah, something like that. It features their X feed, so you get real-time updates. It also has this massive government org chart. Apparently shows over 16,000 officers.
16,000? Wow.
Yeah. And get this, something they call a regulatory state summary, or the unconstitutionality index.
Unconstitutionality index. What is that?
Well, we can probably understand it as, like, their own metric to score existing regulations based on constitutionality.
Interesting. So they're trying to make the bureaucracy more, well, visible?
That seems to be the goal, making the inner workings more visible to, you know, the American people.
And Musk is helping with that. You mentioned X.
Oh, absolutely. You can't talk about their public outreach without mentioning Elon Musk's very active role on X. He's constantly posting.
And what's he posting about?
Directly announcing updates, clarifying things if the media gets it wrong.
Like what?
For example, he apparently debunked some claims going around about congressional internship cuts. Set the record straight.
Okay, so fighting fake news.
Basically. Well, and just highlighting progress. His posts get millions of views, so people are definitely paying attention.
Huge engagement. Is it all just budgets and tech, though? Or are they listening to other concerns?
Interestingly, yeah. There's evidence they're responsive beyond just money. Reports of them looking into stuff like animal cruelty.
Based on social media.
Based on feedback they saw on social media, apparently. So it suggests maybe a broader commitment to listening, you know?
Okay. So let's zoom out. Bigger picture. Future implications. What else is going on?
Well, that Supreme Court fight over Social Security data access is huge. We mentioned the privacy concerns, but the administration clearly sees big efficiency gains there.
A high-stakes battle.
Definitely. And then there are reports... two top IRS crypto directors resigned.
Resigned or...
Or it.
Well, the term used is a DOGE resignation deal.
Read between the lines.
Exactly. It hints at pretty significant internal shifts happening, maybe a new direction, especially around things like crypto enforcement.
So shaking things up internally, too. What about the total savings? You said $664 million recently, but there was a bigger number before. Right. It's important to remember the official savings figure on the DOGE website was $160 billion back on April 20th.
Billion with a B.
Billion with a B. So these recent actions, the $664 million, they add on top of that. It strongly suggests the actual total savings are much higher now and still climbing.
They're racking up some serious numbers.
They are. And remember that deadline we talked about, July 4th, 2026.
Right. It's the sunset date.
That temporary nature really emphasizes the urgency, you know? The focused mission, overhaul tech, streamline processes, cut waste, maximize efficiency, all within a pretty tight time frame.
Get in, get it done, get out.
Seems to be the philosophy.
Okay, so let's try to wrap this section up. What are the main takeaways for everyone listening?
I think first, DOGE is taking a very proactive, maybe even aggressive approach to cutting what it sees as waste. That $664 million is concrete proof.
Yeah, decisive action.
Second, they're pushing hard on modernizing really outdated systems. That electronic retirement system is a key example, much needed.
Long overdue, probably.
And third, You can't ignore the role of Elon Musk. He's highly visible, very influential in driving this and shaping how the public sees it.
He's definitely the public face besides Trump.
Absolutely. So ultimately, this whole deep dive shows a really concentrated effort to change how the federal government works fast.
Combining immediate cuts with longer-term tech upgrades.
Right, and doing it very publicly. It makes DOGE a really noteworthy experiment in trying to fix government inefficiency.
Okay, Patriots, here's the million-dollar question, maybe the billion-dollar question.
Uh-oh.
Given that DOGE is temporary, right, it has that expiration date, what happens next?
What do you mean?
I mean, what lasting things, what mechanisms can be put in place to make sure these efficiency gains actually stick?
Ah, so they don't just revert back.
Exactly. How do we prevent the swamp from just, you know, filling back in with wasteful spending once DOGE closes shop on July 4th, 2026?
That's a really critical point about sustainability, isn't it? How do you embed these changes, these practices, into the permanent fabric of government?
Yeah. What lasting structural changes are needed so the momentum doesn't just fizzle out? That's something for you all to really chew on.
It is, because quick fixes are one thing, but long-term change in bureaucracy is, well, it's tough.
Understatement of the year. All right, well, that brings us pretty much to the end of this deep dive into DOGE's latest moves.
Yeah, it's clear they've been incredibly busy. Significant savings, pushing modernization.
And the public eye is definitely on them, especially with Musk involved.
Absolutely, and that combination of swift action, ambitious goals, all within that temporary setup. It's a unique approach.
Aggressive, cost-cutting, forward-thinking tech.
Trying to tackle that old beast of government inefficiency.
So as we wrap up, the big question remains. What happens after DOGE? How do we make sure this wasn't just, you know, a temporary cleanup?
How do we ensure the improvements stick? That the lessons learned actually carry forward?
Serious questions for serious times. Okay, folks, that's it for this episode. God bless the USA and DOGE.
God bless the USA and DOGE.